Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Two Russian strikes on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, killed 8 civilians and injured at least 10. Olivia Zolino from Reuters has more.
Ukraine's national police said the attack was launched by drones, while regional officials said Russian forces used missiles and bombs. Kharkiv's mayor said residential areas were hit, including high-rise buildings and a gas station. The first strike occurred just after midnight, according to news reports, while a second took place later in the afternoon. Ukraine's military said its air defenses destroyed 28 of 32 drones and 3 of 6 missiles launched by Russia. It follows deadly strikes on Friday in the southern city Zaporizhia. Local officials said Russia fired 2 missiles, then 40 minutes later fired another 3 as first responders and journalists were on the scene. 2 journalists covering the aftermath of the strikes were among those wounded in the city, which is near the front line in the war with Russian forces.
Olivia Zolino from Reuters. Israel says its strike that killed 8 workers was a mistake. Rights groups say it was no anomaly. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The Israeli military says 2 basic mistakes led to the series of drone strikes that killed 7 staffers from the World Central Kitchen charity. The explanation raises concern of how often Israel has made such mistakes in its 6-month-old offensive in Gaza. Rights groups and aid workers say the wider problem is not violations of the military's rules of engagement, but the rules themselves. They also argue that Israel has given itself a wide leeway in deciding how many civilian deaths it allows as collateral damage. Israel's chief military spokesman, Daniel Hagari, says that they're doing everything they can to not harm innocent civilians, but did not specify how they will achieve this. I'm Rika.